Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Dr. Igor Gonda, CEO of Aerodyne Corporation. The company trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is ARDM. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Gonda.
Hello. Thank you for the interview.
Great. Now, start off by giving us a brief overview of the company and talking about the most recent news, which was regarding Sojournex, granted the approval for the needle-free drug delivery system.
As you may know, Aerodyne developed a number of drug delivery technologies, and then in August 2006, we have decided to restructure the company and focus on the development of our own proprietary products for the treatment and prevention of severe respiratory disease. And it was at that time that we assigned one of the technologies that we had here, which was a needle-free injector, to a startup company called Sojournex. They took the products through phase three, the first product with the technology with the needle-free injector, and that is treatment for migraine with sumatriptan, with a very good migraine drug. That product was approved last week. We are very, very pleased about it. When the product will be launched, we will receive a milestone payment of $4 million, and then we'll get royalties on sales of that product. The company Sojournex that has got the technology now has a partner for the product in Europe as well, so we're looking forward to European approval and getting royalties from Europe as well. Now that the first product with that particular technology has been approved, we are hopeful that there will be other products that will follow and we will be eligible for royalties on net sales from those products. So it's very exciting news for us indeed, and it certainly should help us to develop our own pipeline of proprietary products for severe respiratory disease. We are developing a formulation of a long-acting antibiotic. It's a very good old antibiotic, ciprofloxacin. The long-acting activity is achieved by liposomal encapsulation. We give this by inhalation, and we have very nice human data in cystic fibrosis as well as in non-cystic fibrosis bronchiectasis, treating infections in these severe diseases. We will be now moving into phase 2B studies for this orphan indication, non-cystic fibrosis bronchiectasis, so that's very exciting development for us.
Great. Sounds exciting. And in terms of talking about some of the trends right now in the market and how well the company is position to capitalize on them in the industry?
Well, there are two major pressures on the industry. One of them is the ever-growing demand by the public for better medicines. That seems to be a big part of human culture. So people would like to be healthier, and when they get sick, they'd like to get better treatment. But on the other hand, there is the pressure by the government and the payers to reduce the escalating costs of healthcare. Respiratory diseases are a growing problem globally as a result of population growth, aging, air pollution, and then, of course, smoking is a major cause of respiratory diseases. Healthcare costs associated with heroic rescue, the last moments of people's life, I believe will get less resources in future than prevention of disease. There is a lot of opportunity in prophylactic treatment of patients with serious diseases to keep them at the hospitals. Hospitals are the places where it is very expensive to treat patients. So we believe that doing something for patients with severe respiratory diseases that would keep them out of hospitals and indeed to prevent serious respiratory diseases is a good place to be. We also see that the emergence of better methods of administration of biosimilars will happen. We think that the emergence of better delivery systems and eventually commercialization of this will be important. Biosimilars will be developed to assist better patients with cheaper, more effective medication, and also companies will be trying to differentiate their products and provide patent protections with better delivery methods. And I think that we are well placed for that too.
Great. And in terms of companies in your sector, how many would you say direct competitors do you have that has this kind of technology?
Well, there are companies, of course, developing treatments for severe respiratory disease, and there are companies that are developing drug delivery systems for these. However, you need to look at specific needs for patients. In our case, the ability to develop a once-a-day slow-acting antibiotic that is given by inhalation, there really isn't a lot of competition in this space. We're only aware of one company being roughly at about the same stage of development for similar indications as us, and there is another liposomal company that we are aware of that's quite a bit earlier in the development. And indeed, with antibiotics, as you probably know, there is a need to have multiple antibiotics on the market and alternate these. The current paradigm is, in fact, to treat with an inhaled antibiotic 1 month and then to have a break for another month. We think that the new treatment paradigm will be alternating antibiotics, inhaled antibiotics for cystic fibrosis and possibly also for bronchiectasis. So
is that what you think differentiates you from the other companies in your sector, the actual treatment method?
We think that the indication differentiates, the drug differentiates, as well as the ability to give it once a day as opposed to twice or three times a day, which are most of the products currently in development for treatment of infections of in severe respiratory disease by inhalation.
Great. And go ahead.
No, please go ahead.
No, I just wanted you to continue. I kind of cut you off before, so I just wanted you to finish your thought. I was just going to ask you, in terms of the company's actual growth and in terms of products, is there any other updates as far as any other products or any of the, you know, where we could find some of your key products right now?
Sure. We have done a lot of work with inhaled biologics using our Arex inhaler. And as I mentioned, with the emergence of biosimilars, there will be demand for better delivery systems. We've got human data, either bioavailability or effectiveness in some cases, with proteins such as erythropoietin, human growth hormone, recombinant human DNAs, both alpha and gamma interferon, and of course we've got a lot of data. We spent many years developing inhaled insulin as well as insulin analog, insulin lispro. And we think that the experience that we've accumulated, particularly in the clinical trials, will be valuable for partnering for this technology. And it's a nice, small handheld inhaler using liquid delivery, which is very gentle. And we think that there is good potential for these to be partnered. We're also using the same technology to develop a product for smoking cessation. And we've done...
Quit smoking?
To quit smoking, correct. As you may know, smoking is the biggest preventable cause of disease and death in the world. The healthcare costs associated directly with smoking are enormous. They're estimated to be over $150 billion a year in the United States and much more globally. There are more people dying from direct causes of smoking than the deaths caused by malaria, HIV, and tuberculosis put together, according to the World Health Organization statistics. So it's a major, major healthcare problem. Now, we have done an interesting experiment in smokers, our first human data with our system. We asked these smokers to inhale just one inhalation, one puff, of nicotine dissolved in water. And our Erix inhaler delivers nicotine deep into the lung, and so the nicotine is very rapidly absorbed into the circulation from there. And the amazing aspect of it is the very rapid absorption followed by a profound reduction of craving for cigarettes. And what was most surprising, that it persisted for over 4 hours. So very nice initial human data, and we're hopeful that before too long we'll be able to enter into a much larger clinical study to investigate if this reduction in craving translates into true smoking cessation.
Certainly, and thanks for the any challenges that you face, not just in this particular case, but just overall as a company, and what are some of your specific strategies for overcoming them?
Well, obviously, the greatest challenge for our company, as well as many other companies at the similar stage of development, is the overall financial situation in the United States. And globally, it's very difficult to raise cash. The stock prices are depressed. And so our focus is on doing the most meaningful, the most cost-effective research and development, and otherwise preserve cash so that we can generate value and reach significant milestones ahead of us without the need to raise significant amounts of capital in any kind of a dilutive way. So fortunately, as I mentioned, the first product that was initially developed here at Iodine, that needle-free injector, we should see a milestone and some royalty coming out of that. And we're also looking for partnerships with the inhaled liposomal ciprofloxacin, as well as for biosimilars using Erix and the smoking cessation treatment, so that the partners will help us not just with expertise, but also with sharing some of the cost of the development.
Great. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Dr. Gonda, as well as the key management team at Aerodyne.
My background is in inhalation therapy and drug delivery to the lung. I came to Aerodyne from Genentech. I was involved at Genentech in the development of the first human recombinant protein to be given by inhalation. And in fact, that product, Pulmozyme, is a very successful product for the treatment of cystic fibrosis. So I'm very familiar with the disease from Genentech, and that was one of the reasons why we decided to develop inhaled ciprofloxacin for cystic fibrosis as well. I came to Aerodyne in 1995 and stayed with Aerodyne either as an executive or a board member. Since then, I had a spell of almost 5 years when I went to a startup in Melbourne, Australia, a transdermal delivery company listed on the Australian Stock Exchange called Acrax. And I spent developing products there, which was good fun too. And then I returned in August 2006 to Aerodyne as the CEO and president to restructure the company as a respiratory specialty pharmaceutical company. Our CFO, Chief Financial Officer, is a very experienced person in our industry. Her name is Nancy Pecota. And our general counsel is Jeffrey Grimes. Jeffrey Grimes has got a background in pharmaceutical industry as well. He came previously from a transdermal and dermal specialty pharmaceutical company called Conetics, a spin-out from Genentech.
Great. And what specific milestones or goals does the management team hope to accomplish for the company over the course of the next year?
Well, we are starting sometime this year. We haven't disclosed yet the exact dates. The bronchiectasis study with inhaled liposomal ciprofloxacin, and we expect that study will be completed and we'll be able to announce the results of that study next year. So that will be a key focus of the company. On the business development front, we are looking for partners for that product, both for Europe and the United States and possibly other territories. We've got a plan. We've got a large phase two clinical trials designed for a smoking cessation. We are looking for funding for that program. And, of course, we are very much looking towards Zogenix to launch that sumatriptan in a needle-free injector to see how that product will do. And, of course, we are looking forward to receiving the milestone payment and royalties from that.
And in terms of growth, Dr. Gondo, will you continue to grow organically or would you consider some M&A opportunities?
Well, being a public company and watching what is happening around us, of course, we understand that M&A may indeed be very useful and productive. I think that funding bigger public companies is more cost-effective than having small companies with all of the SEC requirements and the associated costs. So certainly, I believe that getting bigger through M&A may be the right way to go for us. But of course, we need to do the right kind of M&A if that should happen.
Certainly, and two more questions. So in terms of investors, do you think that right now investors understand the general direction of the company?
There is never enough understanding with investors. I think that one needs to go and educate investors about the company, what the company is doing, and what are the value-generating activities in the company. Aradigm has got a very long history, and I think that some of the history is quite complicated. I touched upon the subject that we spent a long time developing inhaled insulin, and, of course, that came to an abrupt end when all the big players in the inhaled insulin game pulled out, and that certainly didn't do much good to Iodine. So I think that you know, I need to go out more and explain to the investors that while the inhaled insulin asset certainly is a valuable asset and we look forward to monetizing it, we would like to see that being developed. We've got a lot of intellectual property. We're not funding it ourselves, but I'm hopeful that there may be an opportunity to sell the asset or license it to somebody. But that is not no longer the activity that we are focusing on at Iodine. And I think that to explain to the investors that the inhaled liposomal ciprofloxacin is potentially a very valuable asset, and that the Rx technology may be a very valuable asset as well, both for delivery of nicotine for smoking cessation as well as for delivery of biology. I think that I need to spend more time doing that, and hopefully the investors will begin to see the story, the new story of Iodine.
Sure, and once again, joining us today is Dr. Igor Gondo, CEO of Aerodyne Corporation. The company trades on the bulletin board. The ticker symbol is ARDM, currently trading at 21 cents a share. And before we conclude, Dr. Gondo, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Aerodyne as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, respiratory diseases, as I mentioned, are a growing problem in the world. The air is not getting any cleaner. The population is not getting any younger. People still smoke a lot. It's amazing how many people still smoke. So I think that the treatment of these diseases will remain a growing market. The big pharmaceutical companies actually have done a pretty good job in terms of treating the moderate and mild disease. The severe disease consumes still a very large proportion of the healthcare dollars, and we think that we can make a very significant contribution in that space. One also doesn't require very large sales forces to treat that population of patients because generally these severe patients end up with respiratory specialists, and there are not that many of them. So we think that this is a very valuable, potentially very valuable strategy for a smaller company like Aradigm. And we also believe that that contributing to smoking cessation and developing therapy that could be significantly more effective than the existing therapies for smoking cessation could be extremely valuable, but of course we're looking for partners to do this. That's the kind of product that should be promoted to primary healthcare, and one needs a large number of people to be able to do that. So we will take this probably through phase two, but we're certainly looking for partners to develop it beyond that.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.